In the ongoing discussions about renewable energy and the price of power in Australia, there's been some discussion of a slightly different type of renewable. We're joined by Associate Professor Bernadette McCabe from the University of Southern Queensland to talk about the turning agricultural trash into treasure. Good morning.
Good morning.
So can you start off by explaining a little bit about where this idea came from?
The idea has had its genesis from really from a waste management practice, and in order to gain more value out of a residue that's basically either an absolute waste product, then it could be useful in generating energy.
So what are the processes involved in turning this agricultural waste into energy?
There's three basic processes, all based on whether it's a suitable technology for that particular feedstock or waste. It could be either thermal, biochemical, or chemical. And so by thermal, we're talking about combustion, gasification, pyrolysis. Biochemical is anaerobic digestion and fermentation, and chemical is a process which is a big term, esterification, which produces biodiesel. So depending on the end product you want and also the feedstock, you'll have to match the right technology.
So what are some of the major benefits that come with reusing waste and creating energy byproducts?
One of the main benefits is a reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. So through the production of, say, animal manures, you're generating methane, which is around about 25 times more potent than carbon dioxide. So if you're going to capture methane to then reuse as an energy source on farm, then you're going to reduce greenhouse gases. Another benefit is also reducing the need for fossil fuels. And again, that's a reduction in greenhouse gases because you'll be reducing carbon dioxide. And also the energy byproducts that are also produced from the process include digestate from anaerobic digestion and also biochar, which are all beneficial fertilizers to be then put back into the soil. And again, it's the avoided costs from both the using fertilizer and energy. And also remember that the use of synthetic fertilizers also produces greenhouse gases in the form of nitrous oxide, which is a very potent greenhouse gas, 298 times more potent than carbon dioxide.
So, Bernadette, will farmers and agriculturalists already have the technology to be able to turn these waste products into energy, or is this something they're going to have to invest in and then might also take some time to see a return?
Okay, so it depends on the farming enterprise. So, for example, if you are farming, dairy cattle or piggeries, for instance, you're going to already have to manage the effluent that comes off that of the animals there. In piggeries, particularly in Australia, they're already using what are called anaerobic lagoons to treat the waste. And many of those piggeries in Australia are capturing methane by just simply covering those lagoons. Some of the drawbacks from dairying, in particularly in Australia, is the actual farming practice in that we don't house the cattle like the zoo in overseas, but there are ways to produce energy from using low-cost options on farm, which will probably take a bit of time to come on board in Australia, but it's just simply about what we call, farmerising the waste streams to match the farming practices. Certainly we're not going to be using sophisticated in-vessel anaerobic digestion that we see in overseas, for example in Denmark, because of the high capital costs. But there may be a time when we can actually have suitable technology such as the covered anaerobic lagoons taking shape in Australian agriculture.
One of the goals of something like this would be to make farms self-sufficient regarding energy. What are the advantages of having a self-sufficient farm?
Okay, so in terms of self-sufficiency, what we're trying to do there is enable farmers to become 100% self-sufficient in terms of energy. And what that means is that they're not going to be, they can be buffer against those fluctuating energy prices, and therefore be able to stabilise their incomes to a degree. Yeah.
So has this initiative been seen elsewhere in the world? Or are we already behind the game, or are we trying to keep up?
I would say that we are trying to keep up. Internationally, there are a lot more incentives in place, of course, with the use of, say, biogas. So drawing attention to Denmark, for instance, they have what we call CADs, or centralised anaerobic digestion facilities, which take in large amounts of slurry or manure from the dairy sector, and also the litter from the piggery. So they've got a very high concentrated area which is located quite in short distances, so they're able to do that. In Australia, obviously, our distances mean that it's not as feasible, but there is an ability to do it on farm. An example that is coming out of Italy, for example, is the La Bellata farm, which is a mixed energy farm. It's a good example of that farm that is trying to become, which is actually energy independent. And it's actually using a concept tractor powered by methane generated from on-farm waste.
We're speaking with Associate Professor Bernadette McCabe from the University of Southern Queensland. I'm interested, is there something that the government and policymakers can be doing to help implement energy independent farms?
Yeah, so what we need is policy which is encouraging investment in agriculture, research, development and extension. We should also be looking toward climate smart practices and technologies which can in tandem reduce emissions and improve productivity and profitability. One of the main things that would help in terms of a low emissions policy would be to improve the design of carbon offset markets, like our current emissions reduction fund, to make it a little bit more, or to make it more accessible to farmers, which can then unlock the full potential of the Australian farms, carbon potential, that is.
Excellent. That sounds like a good thing. Hey, Bernadette, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you very much.
Associate Professor Bernadette McCabe from the University of Southern Queensland. She was speaking about renewable energy for the farming sector. If you'd like to find out more about agricultural trash and treasure, you can read her full article on The Conversation.